Well, hello, hello, Big Angry Phil here, and happy fucking Thanksgiving, everybody. At least I think it's Thanksgiving, right? You don't hear much about Thanksgiving anymore. You hear a lot about Black Friday. Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday. People are lined up for Black Friday deals. The only thing you hear about Thanksgiving is that some stores are going to be open on Thanksgiving for Black Friday sales. You don't even hear about the fucking holiday anymore. Well, you hear about the Black Friday sales, and you hear about this one other thing, which I had no idea was going on, did you?
Across Southern California are getting into that.
By the way, I didn't come in late like that. That's how they posted it.
You have to deal with the grocery store rush, the airport stress, of course, the traffic headaches. KLIN's Tom Waite is live in Brentwood right now with more on the hustle and bustle for the holidays.
In Brentwood? The fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff and Elsie. You have to pick
so
when
stressful
you get your headache,
Brentwood.
Right? The freeways are crowded, as we've been reporting. The airport
really?
Is crowded.
Is
as
the
we've
freeway
been
crowded? Like, the fucking freeway is always crowded.
Are too, because a lot of people are going out to get those turkeys.
Fuck that. Should have done that last week.
Once again, a nightmarish ribbon of red and white. Commuters and
like it isn't always like
stuck
that.
In gridlock from one end of the city to the other. The
they always act like this is some new thing.
Horrible self, but even the traffic here was likely heavier than normal thanks to the holiday rush.
By the way, very Wednesday crazy. And Thursday are always the worst traffic days in LA. Doesn't matter what the fucking holiday is.
Darting across. Plane took me an hour and a half to get to work today. So it's starting.
The traffic headache lasted much longer into the night than usual. That meant a longer drive to grocery stores for Thanksgiving preps. The Ralphs on Bundy
really.
And Wilshire was buzzing. Turkeys in high demand.
Some people are stressed.
Why do people have to eat turkey? There's other shit you can eat. You don't have to eat fucking turkey.
Is it a little crazier than usual?
A little bit.
Break out of the mold.
Along the 3rd Street promenade,
eat Chinese
it
felt food or
more
something.
Like a night in early summer rather than late fall.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Family seems to be enjoying the warmer
little
temperatures,
stupid kid with
and they're
to
even
say,
adjusting
and
their
limited.
Thanksgiving plans accordingly.
We're gonna be cooking inside the house, so.
What the fuck else are you gonna cook?
We're planning on making turkey.
Unless you're gonna barbecue, but it's gonna be nice weather to barbecue.
It's better than the alternative of like freezing winter.
We're not
like freezing winter,
which we never have.
We're trying to like cool down at the same time too. So we're gonna pour drinks and smoothies and things like that.
Fascinating.
Thanksgiving smoothies.
The general public
one,
is
right?
just so
well,
fascinating.
If history is any judge, the things on the road, the traffic will probably get worse before
Carmageddon.
It gets better as we progress through the week. Reporting live in Brentwood, I'm Tom Waite. Back to you in the studio.
The traffic will get worse. No, it lightens up on Thanksgiving Day. Why do you fucking morons still travel out the day before Thanksgiving? You know it's going to suck. And every year we get this fucking report. How this is going to be the worst travel year in decades. It's exactly the same as last year, and the year before that, and it'll be exactly the same next year, you fucking idiots. Well, being as I'm recording this the night before Thanksgiving, and you're not going to hear it until Thanksgiving or later, I will offer this greeting to you same bunch of morons that are going to come back on Sunday. When everybody else comes back. Go fuck yourselves. Let's start the show. That's right. We're all in a fucking hurry to go see relatives that we can't stand. We're stressing the fuck out. I'm gonna go eat turkey, man. Move! Get the fuck out of the way! You're holding me up, man. I'm late. I gotta go eat some dry-ass turkey. Mashed potatoes. All kinds of other shit I couldn't just eat any other time of the year. Not only that, I gotta sit down at a big table with a bunch of relatives who, number one, I can't stand, or number two, I don't even fucking know! Who are these people? You sure they're our relatives? Or are they just wandering off the fucking street? Looking for a meal. Thanksgiving. What a fucking racket. Is that you? Do you do this shit every fucking year? You travel to some godforsaken place you moved out of years ago and with good reason? To get away from people with good reason? What are you going back for? I don't bust my ass to go see people I don't like. I don't see them at all. I get rid of them out of my life. But there you are, sitting in the crowded ass airport, waiting for your 3-4 hour delayed flight. Just to go back to New Jersey. This doesn't seem crazy to anybody? No? Maybe it's just me. That's right, Big Angry Phil Podcast, and this is number 72. Happy Thanks Goddamn Giving. And of course, what are most of you doing? Giving thanks once you leave the goddamn place you busted your ass to get to. Just to do it all over again next year. What are we, stupid? Why are we doing this? And of course, the news has to beat down your throat the fact that, oh my god, the freeways are going to be clogged on the day before Thanksgiving. And yet there you are, clogging onto the freeway. Just like the fucking lemmings you are. Well, congratulations for being a Thanksgiving whore. Why do we do it? Why do we do it? Why do you do it? I don't do it anymore. The only time I used to travel for Thanksgiving is when I would go up to the Bay Area to visit my grandparents. And even then, I figured out, you know what? Going up Thanksgiving morning is a hell of a lot fucking easier than the day before. But there you guys are. You still do it. And thanks to you, the news media assumes we're all clueless retards and has to remind us that the freeways are going to be packed before Thanksgiving. Doi! But you continue to say dur, continue to say doi, and you sit in that same fucking traffic year after year after year, and you're going to do it again next year and the year after. Congratulations. You're a moron. I have no pity for you. I have no sympathy for you. I wish more of you would die in drunk driving accidents, quite frankly. Or in any other way. You know my favorite way for people to die over the Thanksgiving holiday is when they get trampled in the Black Friday melees. I love that shit. I love when people lose their shit over stupid shit. You know, what a contrast. On one side, you have people busting their asses trying to get somewhere. And on the other side, you have people just sitting there doing absolutely nothing and loitering in front of a store for days. Putting up tent cities. Like the homeless. You know, these are the same people that always say, we need to do something about the homeless. Yet, they're behaving like the homeless. They're in a fucking tent. You know, and if they have children with them, they need to be immediately taken away. Subjecting them to that horse shit. It's fucking insanity. These people are already there. They were there since Monday. And they're going to spend the entire Thanksgiving day in a tent. Eating what? Fucking turkey sandwich from Subway? And they're going to send their children to go get us so they don't lose their place in line. And of course, the news media is there to make these people seem like some kind of fucking
heroes.
We're
just hours away now from Thanksgiving, but some people
same dopey anchors from the last story.
Already to Black Friday.
Smiling.
Shoppers are already waiting in lines, trying to make sure they actually get the best deals possible.
Isn't that great?
KMI Inland Empire reporter Tina Patel is live.
They have nothing better
Ontario,
to do.
Where she talked to some very eager shoppers tonight, Tina.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, how many teeth does this lady have? Looks like about 500 or so.
On Thanksgiving, like shark waiting teeth. Until Black Friday. But no one we talked to seemed to mind. They say shopping is part of their holiday tradition.
They're losers.
Some people would never camp out in front of a store on a holiday
the
just
homeless
to take advantage
would,
of a sale.
What they look like.
But Daniel Hernandez and his friends have waited in lines outside Best Buy before, and they say it's not that bad.
2 years ago, like, it was like...
Like,
in
you know, like,
football right here
all guys talk like girls now, like, morning, so you know, like, yeah, you're like, all full of estrogen, and, like,
cool.
You have no future, and, like, shut the
good
fuck
deal.
Up.
Daniel's hoping to snag a new TV for his brother this year. He says the low price is worth the wait.
No, it's
it
not.
It is, because it's a 4K TV, so it's, like, one of, like, the upper-class TVs. It is, like, a lower brand.
A lower brand, yeah, that shitty okay. Best Buy brand.
It's like, less than $200, so it's pretty
good. It's Signia, whatever that is.
Lucy Dyer agrees. She's been waiting all year for these Black Friday sales so she can get new computers and
any of which you
can
get online.
So at the end of the day, you end up saving, like, $1,000, $1,200 for all those electronics.
Or you could save a whole hell of a lot more if you just don't buy that shit, stupid.
Best Buy will be opening its doors at 5 p.m., but it's not the only store opening on Black Thursday instead of
Black
Friday.
Black Thursday. They're not even calling it Thanksgiving Day. It's Black Thursday
Walmart
now.
Walmart will be open all day, but the special sales won't
Jesus.
Start until 6. JCPenney's is trying to catch the real early birds by opening at 2 p.m.
JCPenney.
So what does that mean
nobody
for families
goes to
who still want to have a proper Thanksgiving meal?
we're going to do the family thing a little bit earlier this year. That's what the plan.
Your kids should be taken away from you.
A little bit earlier,
you're
like
a monster.
A luncheon type of thing. And then we're going to head out, all of us as a family.
Daniel says he might do the opposite.
Yeah, I'm sure your husband can't wait.
If you're just coming for like a couple of things, like you'll be in and out
like,
within
you know,
an
like,
hour.
You know, like it'll be like, in and out. Like, it isn't that bad. So like, you know, when, like, I have the rest go. Like, my family just helped me. Like, you know, whatever.
And one really good thing about this year is the weather. A few of those people camping out told us that it was actually a little bit warm in the afternoon when they started, but now it's only in
melt.
The 60s and 70s overnight. They say it's going to be easy to hang out in this kind of weather. We'll send it back to you.
What an uplifting report. Morons. Idiots. What the fuck is wrong with you? You ever heard of the internet? You want a cheap TV? They've got them there. You don't have to camp out in front of anywhere looking like a fucking bum.
I'm going to save $1,000 or $1,200.
Holy fucking shit. And God bless the news media, always interviewing the most ignorant motherfuckers they can find. Good job. Bravo. My hat's off if I had one on. Well, from that brain trust team comes another Captain Obvious story about how fucked up LAX is the day before Thanksgiving. I'm just as surprised as you are.
Mad holiday crush in full force tonight at LAX. Ooh, look at that. A sea of brake lights.
Looks like any other night at LAX.
Families race to catch flights or pick up loved ones the night before.
That's how LAX always looks. Always, 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 always.
Look at conditions and some happy holiday reunions as well. Tom,
nobody cares.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff and Elsa, good evening to you. Yeah, we're right in the heart of it right now, the hustle and bustle here. As you said, it's packed here as you would expect it to be, but we've also seen in all of this sort of chaos some really happy reunions.
Aww.
LAX
has nothing
like
to do with the original story.
The evening, a wall of traffic, a slow crawl getting in and out. It's
what else is new?
And
is this news?
Expect,
you have nothing else going on.
Make it any easier.
Very busy. Obviously, everybody's traveling for Thanksgiving.
Jennifer Freud.
Not if you're not stupid.
In Milwaukee and ended up here via a layover in Detroit. Crowds.
How the fuck do you go from Milwaukee to Detroit to here? What a stupid route that is. Must be Delta.
Because they were overbooked, so it's been a little insane.
But LAX wasn't just the epicenter of traffic and exhausted travelers. It was also a spot to catch some very special holiday reunions.
Yeah, because there's nothing I like to do more at the airport than watch people greet each other.
Daughter. It's her first trip home for Thanksgiving since starting college. The first hug is always an emotional one.
Why are they reporting this?
I'm attached to my two daughters, but she's the first
who
one.
Who cares?
Went to Gonzaga University, and she's home for Thanksgiving. She flies back Sunday, so I'm excited.
This is eating up almost half the story. I thought the story was about the gridlock at LAX.
Cool to have her home.
Now all of a sudden, some human emotion
right
bullshit.
Like
fuck.
Crying, it's making me emotional, but yeah, definitely exciting.
Not really.
And coming up on CBS 2 News at 11, we have another really incredible reunion to show you. Parents arriving here from another country, their first time here, seeing their son and meeting his fiance. Reporting live at LAX, I'm Tom Wade. Back to you in the studio.
Oh, well, shit. I can't wait till 11 o'clock when I can see that story. Let's see. What is it? 6 now? 7, 8? Oh, that's 5 hours away. Shit, I can't wait that long. I wish there was another way to get stories like that. Instantly. If only was the way to watch it on a computer or maybe on my phone or something. Yeah, but they'll never come out with technology like that. Nah, I gotta watch the TV news and watch the empty-headed suit fucking smile at me and read off a teleprompter. What a load of fucking shit. And by the way, the shot behind the reporter, almost no traffic. How could these guys fuck that up? It's amazing enough to not have traffic at LAX somewhere. But to do a story about how bad the gridlock is and to not actually have any gridlock behind you, it's just fucking retarded. It's almost like they taped it at 3 in the morning when there's nobody there. I'll bet that's exactly what the fuck they did. TV news. Why do we have it? Why do we still have TV news? Why? It's a joke. You fucking old people, learn the fucking internet or die. One or the other. We don't need fucking TV news anymore. Let it die like the radio did. We saw these stories on the internet at least 2 days ago. And anybody with a quarter of a brain already knows how fucked up travel conditions are on Wednesday, so plan accordingly. And by the way, LAX can be handled. Everybody thinks LAX is some big bad monster. Is it a pain in the ass? Yes, it is. Is the traffic bad? Yes, it is. But there's ways around it. If you're a frequent traveler, or you're native Angeleno, or both, like me, then you know your way around LAX, and you know how to conquer LAX, all right? There's secrets about LAX. The news media is never going to tell you. All they're going to tell you is how bad the traffic is. Oh my God, it's horrible. It's a nightmare. Panic, fear, panic, fear, panic, fear. Don't let the media fill you full of panic and fear. That's what they want. That's how people are controlled. That's what the government does. That's what the media does. That's what religion does. I will offer practical solutions. By the way, here's the thing about LAX, all right? They've spent all their money and time improving one terminal, the Bradley terminal, the international terminal. That one's nice and shiny. All the rest of the terminals are fucking pathetic. They're dumps, all right? They don't give a shit about the domestic travelers. They only are interested in the foreign travelers, especially all the Asian travelers. A lot of Asians come into LAX. They want to make it all nice and shiny so it looks like their airports. We have to kiss the ass of our soon-to-be Chinese overlords, so that's what they get, a nice, shiny terminal. The rest of us, we get a Greyhound station with airplane gates, all right? But here's the secret to dealing with LAX, all right? Now, the arrival level is on the bottom, and the departure level is on top. Now, on any given time of day, one of them is worse than the other. So if you're dropping somebody off and the departure level sucks, well, you drop them off at the arrival level downstairs and they can just go up the escalator to the top. And vice versa, you're picking somebody up and it sucks downstairs, have them meet you up top. And here's another thing. When you get out of the baggage claim, don't stand at the curb right outside the door of the baggage claim because that's the worst place. It's always crowded. That's where the huge pack of people are standing. There's no space on the curb, and that's where all the vehicles, all the shuttles, all the buses, all the cabs, all the Uber drivers, all that shit, it's all clogged into the same spot. And let's face it, the ground transportation at LAX is fucking horrible. Absolutely the worst of any airport I've been to. And I've been to a lot. Even Newark was better. You know, sure, they have signs for shuttles and whatnot, but you have a tiny little space and you got about 15 shuttles all showing up at the same time. There's nowhere to go. It's just a big clusterfuck. But here's the secret. Here's what people don't know, and I don't know why they haven't figured this out yet. There's always a huge gap in between the terminals where nobody is because there's no door. You fucking get out, you walk down there, and you're home free. All kinds of space. All the fucking morons are over there crowded in front of the door. Meanwhile, you're over here with this huge acre of land all to yourself. That's how you do it. That's how you handle LAX. But people are afraid to try anything new. People are afraid to figure things out for themselves. They need the news media to tell them. Well, the news media ain't going to tell you jack shit. Here's one thing people do that I just do not understand. I brought this up before. These people that stand in the ticket line. Why? Why do you still do that? Why do you still get paper tickets? This isn't 1975. Come on. Almost every airline, almost every fucking airline has an app where you could check in online, usually the day before. You can get a boarding pass, and they can scan it on your phone to get on the plane. You don't need a piece of paper anymore. If you have to check in a bag, there's usually a separate line for that. You just get in that line, drop your bag, out. Sometimes you can do it at the curb, depending on the airline. But these fucking people that wait in the ticket line, what in the fuck? Why are you there? At least use those little machines they have at the door, you know, those little kiosks. They print out tickets. If you really need a paper ticket, you could do it there. And if you need a paper ticket, you could also print it out at home. I used to do that before they scanned them on the phones. Now it's like, now fuck the paper. All you have to do is make sure your phone is charged for the next day. That's it. But otherwise, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you waiting in more lines? The only one you really have to deal with is the TSA line. And by the way, not that I'm defending the government or the TSA, but everybody wants to blame the TSA for how slow the lines are. I don't blame the TSA. I blame the public. That's right, the flying general public. You are the assholes that fuck up the line. Because you don't know the procedure. You ever notice how stupid people are in the airport? I mean, people are stupid anyway. But it seems like every time they walk into an airport, their IQ drops about 50 points. And if they're in a big airport like LAX, it drops about 75 points. People are just walking around aimless, like I talked about in the last podcast, walking around like zombies. I think all that shit started in the airport, because it was always going on there. And it started to spread outside. You know how clueless people are in the airport? Why? What is wrong? The airport is not that fucking difficult. There are signs everywhere pointing to where you need to go. There's goddamn monitors all over the place that say where your flight is and when it's due to leave. And by the way, if you already have the app of your airline on your phone, it will tell you what gate it is and when it's expected to leave. And that's really handy if you haven't even gone to the airport yet. During the day, it'll update, and then if you see your flight's going to be delayed an hour or so, well, good, you don't have to waste time sitting in the airport. You just fuck around until the hour is up. Then you go to the airport. These people are so afraid they're going to miss a fucking flight. There is no excuse for sitting in an airport longer than 45 minutes. That's as much time as you need. They always say, well, for a domestic flight, you need to get there 2 hours before your flight. Bullshit. Why? Why? If you're ready to go, if you're smart, and you've got an app on your phone for your airline, you've already got your boarding pass, you've already checked in, if you have luggage, you go there, you dump it where it needs to be dumped, you don't stand in a big line to do it, you get through the fucking TSA, you already know how to do that, you know where your gate is, you go there, and you're done. These fucking morons, these fucking idiots that fuck up the TSA line. It's not the TSA. They're doing their job. Their job is stupid, but they're doing their job. Whatever that is. Keeping people from taking toothpaste on the plane. But it's the fucking morons. It's the public. It's the idiots that fuck up the line. They don't know what they're doing. Whenever I get in a TSA line and I see either a large family with a lot of kids or old people, I know I'm in for a rough time. Because these are the two main groups of dickheads that fuck up the TSA line. Old people with their stupid question, oh, do I take my jacket off? Do I bring my ticket through? Why can't I carry this water bottle? They should have separate lines. They should have old people lines, kid lines, and normal fucking people lines. And I guarantee you the normal fucking people line will move a lot quicker. Why don't they do that? That's some segregation we could use. Old people, fucking kids, regular people. There you go. Separate TSA lines. That's how you solve the TSA fucking problem. Those fucking families, these moms, these pushy moms trying to shove their strollers onto the fucking belt and arguing with the TSA people about, you know, bringing bottles and shit on. Just get the fuck out of here. There is no fucking reason to have to show up 2 hours before a domestic flight. Absolutely none. If you're ready to go, if you know the procedure, you have your shit ready, you know what to do with the TSA, you know where your fucking gate is, done, done, and fucking done, all right? Now, if it's an international flight, yeah, you got to allow some extra time for the customs bullshit. Okay, give yourself another half an hour for that. But don't let the fucking media panic you. Oh, you got to get there 2 hours early. No, you fucking don't. The less time you spend in the airport, the better. And in this day and age, with the technology we have, you should be able to pinpoint exactly how many minutes you need to spend in the airport. If you see your flight is delayed, don't even go to the airport until it's time, okay? Stop being paranoid. You're going to miss a flight. So what? There's always another one. You know, it's not the end of the world. We've all missed flights. I've missed flights. You've missed flights, okay? Oh my God, I can't get to Atlanta for another 3 hours. Boo fucking who. I'll have another couple of drinks. It's fine. And if you're using LAX, I guarantee it will take you longer to get out of LAX than it will take to get on the plane at LAX. Because as I said, the ground transportation is atrocious, all right? It has not adapted to today's times. You know, there's no special Uber pickup. You know, you pretty much just got to flag them down at the curb. You know, other airports have a whole area just for rideshare. It's easy to find. It's usually in a parking garage. You just walk right to it, and that's where all the Ubers and Lyft drivers go. At least that's the case of the last two airports I've flown into where I've had to use Uber, which is Vegas and Seattle. Very easy to get to. All the Ubers are there. You're out of there in no time. I can't imagine what LAX is planning to do when those goddamn Olympics show up in 10 years. I'm sure they're going to give it some kind of facelift, although I don't think any work will be done to any of the terminals. Because as I said before, the international terminal is fairly new, and they're extending it. So all the international travelers for the Olympics will go through there, and we'll never see the crappy Greyhound station-looking other terminals. But they definitely got to fix the ground transportation. It's fucking horrendous. It's awful. I can only imagine what they have up their sleeves in that city council of ours. Fucking bunch of criminals. Eric Garcetti, our dipshit mayor, flying out to meet the Olympic Committee every couple of weeks and sucking as much cock as he possibly can on the taxpayer dime. Meanwhile, the streets are crumbling beyond belief. I'm sure they'll be fine around wherever the Olympics are going to be held, like at the new Rams Stadium in Inglewood, if they ever build it. By the way, speaking of the Rams and speaking of football, what three sucky games we're getting on Thanksgiving. I'm sure a couple of you might be a fan of a few of these teams, but Jesus Christ, what do we got? First of all, why in the living fuck do we still have Detroit in the first game and Dallas featured in the second game? Again. You know, the NFL really can't figure out why their ratings are going down. The fucking national anthem shit is a very, very small percentage of it. I think people are just tired of the same old crap. Fucking Detroit, really? I know maybe three people that like Detroit only because they're from Detroit. That's another thing I've never understood. Why can't you let go of your childhood teams? If you grew up somewhere and then moved to another city and have lived in that city longer than the childhood town you grew up in, let go of the team. You can't get accustomed to the new team. You have to always be a Detroit Lions fan or a Chicago Bears fan, no matter how bad they stink. I don't get it. And I really don't understand this tradition of having Detroit in every fucking Thanksgiving. Why? Why Detroit? Why? So the first game, Minnesota at Detroit. Yawn. Second game, always features Dallas. Always, always, always. Another stupid tradition I don't understand. This year, it's the Chargers at Dallas. The San Diego Chargers. Yes, I know they're in L.A. now, but nobody, and I mean nobody in L.A., claims the Chargers as their team. Nobody. Even the Rams have a few fans. At least the Rams are showing promise. But the Chargers suck, all right? They play in a tiny soccer stadium that holds about 16,000 people, and they can't even sell out those games. And when people are there, they cheer for the road team. You know what game I'm looking forward to? The Raiders at the Chargers. I guarantee you the entire stand will be Raiders fans. Finally, they're back home! LA will always be a Raiders town, and God knows why the fuck that is. All right? The Raiders have been gone longer than they've been here. Why all the Raiders ass suckage? And the Raiders have stunk for a long time, too. And they're a Bay Area team. This is L.A. We hate the Bay Area teams. We don't root for the Giants during baseball season. If you're a hockey fan, you sure as shit don't root for the San Jose Sharks. If you're a basketball fan, you don't want the Warriors to win. Why do we give a pass to the Raiders? They're in the Bay Area. They're never coming back. You understand that? They are never coming back. They're moving to Las Vegas. They won't even be in the same state. But I am looking forward to that Raiders-Chargers game. I'll tell you what, there won't be one Charger fan in the house. Not one. And the few of them that are there will get their asses kicked. As a matter of fact, I don't even give a fuck about the game. I'm just waiting for the videos that are going to show up on YouTube with all the fights in the stands. All the fucking cholos fighting with each other. That's going to be a lot of fun. Who gives a fuck about the game? I love fights in the stands. People want to act like, oh, there's so much violence. I can't believe they allow this. Oh, fuck that. I love fights in the stands as long as I'm not involved in them. Fuck that. I'll enjoy the game on TV in peace. You drunken morons fight with each other for my amusement. Dance, puppets, dance. I command you. Beat the fuck out of each other. I'll watch it on YouTube the next day. And the third game, That's right. The NFL has added a third game about 15 years ago or so. It's never any good. This year, the Redskins and the Giants. Oh, boy, what a thriller that's going to be. You know, by then, you've already passed out from all the food. You don't even care. But yeah, just what I've been waiting for, an exciting NFC East matchup. The Giants, the one team the 49ers beat. Yeah, I can't wait to see them in action. Because it's New York. They all want to see New York. The Redskins could care less. Why don't they have hockey on Thanksgiving Day? It's not Thanksgiving in Canada. They could at least have a few hockey games. Give us something else to watch in case we don't give a fuck about any of these teams, and I don't. The NFL has just become a snore fest. That's why the ratings have dropped. You've pushed it up too much. The kickoffs all sail into the end zone. The fucking penalties, the taunting penalties, and all the other horseshit. The fucking ugly old bags they have on the sidelines, the sideline reporters. The fucking pink, all the political shit. That's why the ratings are down. That's why people are tuning away. Myself included. I think they have a Three Stooges marathon on one of the cable channels. I'll happily tune into that. I'd rather watch every second-rate Shemp episode than some of this crap they have on the NFL right now. Another thing people watch on Thanksgiving that I truly don't understand, the Macy's Day Parade. Again, something happens in New York, so the whole country must give a fuck about it. Give a fuck. It's New York. I don't get it. I'm not a fan of parades of any kind, really. Now, who the fuck wants to go down there and stand in a huge crowd of people and watch a bunch of stupid shit go by? I could see it on TV if I really wanted to. Bunch of fucking balloons. Wow. Now, here in Pasadena, they've already got the bleachers set up for the Rose Parade. Isn't that a parade I don't give a fuck about? I mean, it's close to home. I could walk to it if I really wanted to see it, but I don't care. Usually I'm not even in town on New Year's anyway. Usually get the hell out of here. I know what a shit show it is. The fucking Rose Parade. Whoopee. That's a parade. I just don't like standing in large groups of people and doing anything. Much less just standing and watching shit in the street. You know, one of the saddest parades there is? The Hollywood Christmas Parade. I know people across the country, oh, Hollywood. Well, that must be a big deal, right? The Hollywood Christmas Parade. What? No, it's the saddest shit ever, all right? First of all, it happens on the 26th of November, a month before Christmas. Not even the same fucking month as Christmas. And the 26th, that's the Sunday when everybody comes back from Thanksgiving. So now they're going to close streets on the second busiest travel day. Do not go near Hollywood this weekend, especially on Sunday. They're going to close Hollywood Boulevard, Vine, and Sunset. Three of the busiest fucking streets. Hollywood and Sunset are going to be closed between Orange and Vine, and Vine's going to be closed between Hollywood and Sunset. That's a huge chunk of fucking road right there. And of course, that means you can't get down Highland and you can't get down Cahuenga. Two more busy streets. For what? The most ghetto parade in the fucking country. It's sad. It is pathetic. You know who the Grand Marshal is of this thing? Dr. Oz. Yeah, the guy on TV. You gotta be fucking kidding me. He doesn't even live here. He lives in New Jersey, for fuck's sakes. What the? Really? You couldn't get anybody else? At least a local sort of personality? Get Dr. Phil. At least he tapes his show in Hollywood. Jesus Christ. Even fucking Kim Kardashian would make more sense. At least she's here. She's worthless, just like Dr. Oz, but at least she's here and worthless. Not in New Jersey and worthless. Here's a list of celebrities, quote-unquote, they have showing up to this parade. See if you recognize anybody here. Deidre Hall. Who? What? All right, well, let's read the bio here. Adored by fans spanning generations and continents. Jesus Christ, they're really selling this, aren't they? Deidre Hall is one of the most recognized, I don't know who the fuck she is, and filmed faces in television history. Cherished by millions as the beautiful Dr. Melena Evans. I'm still drawing a blank. Hall has been a driving force in the success of NBC's longest running scripted drama, Days of Our Lives. Oh, Jesus. She's a soap opera star. That's below reality star, okay? Deidre Hall just celebrated her 40-year run on Days of Our Lives. Well, sorry, I haven't seen one episode of this. And is immortalized on the legendary Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah, so is Donald Trump. Who cares? All right, next. Lauren Koslow. Who? I don't know who that is either. Well, let's read her bio. Lauren Koslow is considered soap opera royalty. So far, there's nothing but soap opera stars. I'm telling you, this Christmas parade is a load of shit. Considered soap opera royalty, starring in classic roles on The Young and the Restless from 1984 to 86, The Bold and the Beautiful from 87 to 92, and currently as Kate DeMira on Days of Our Lives. So she could never get a real acting job. A Boston native. Don't we have any local people? They can't get anybody who is actually from L.A. Is it that fucking hard? All right, who's next? Marcy Miller. Again, who in the living fuck is that? And nobody should be named Marcy either. Unless you're on Married with Children. And she spells it M-A-R-C-I. You know, anybody who ends their name with an I automatically sucks. Marcy Miller was born in North Liberty, Indiana. It's tiny. She recalls seeing a production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcast. I mean, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcast. I'm thinking of Sega Dreamcast. At the age of 10, and immediately headed to school, intending to put on a production with her fellow fourth graders in which she intended to play the male lead. Oh boy. That never happened. How, have she done anything? Well, who is this woman? Why is she in the fucking parade? They can't get anybody, any local talent some of you might have heard of? However, it did ignite an interest in acting and singing, initially attending Bethel College as a... Jesus Christ, who cares? Just, what has she done? What has she done? All right, blah, 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 blah. After working with establishments such as the Kentucky Shakespeare Company, ooh, impressive, Bunbury Theater and French Lick Resort Casino, she decided to transition into television film, cue Los Angeles, California. So now she's moved to LA, just like everybody else. Some of her most recent work includes Dog Bowl, which never left Sundance, American Fable, Children of the Corn Runaway. By the way, that was put out by the Weinstein Company, so I guess she can add being followed by Harvey Weinstein to her resume. And Universal's remake, Death Race 2050. By the way, it doesn't say she was featured in any of these movies, so she was just a fucking extra. They got an extra as a celebrity in the fucking Christmas parade. She can most often be found at the local yoga studio and or eating peanut butter. She's a thrift store enthusiast, advocate for public transportation, and currently lives in downtown LA. So she's a fucking hipster. Fuck you, whoever you are. All right, next. Michelle Morgan. M-I-S-H-A-E-L. I guess that's Michelle. It's like Michael, but with an S instead of a C. This is a black chick this time. Diversity. I'm all in favor of that. Prior to her role on The Young and the Restless, oh, for fuck's sakes, Michelle Morgan portrayed Tracy DuPont Roymont. What the fuck kind of name is that? Tracy DuPont Roymont in Family Biz. Her additional television credits include The Best Years, Republic of Doyle, Beauty and the Beast, and Supernatural. Morgan's feature film credits include Beat the World, Casino Jack, Total Recall, and SwearNet. Well, at least she's done something else other than The Young and the Restless. Still, I've never heard of her until now. Brighton James. Who, what, where, why, how? Daytime Emmy winner for Outstanding Younger Actor in a Drama Series. Oh boy, another soap opera guy. He was nominated for the same award in 2006 and 2008. He also won an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actor in a Daytime Drama Series in 2009. So, another soap opera guy. So, all they've got so far are soap opera people and somebody who is an extra in about four movies. Finally, we have somebody named Kate Linder. No idea. Let's see what her credits are. In 2005, Linder was elected to the prestigious Board of Governors for the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. As a governor, she represents the daytime programming peer group. Oh boy, how exciting. And was reelected in 2007. Also, she's on the board of AFTRA. So, we have an AFTRA board member as a celebrity. In addition to her role on the daytime drama, what daytime drama? It doesn't even list one. Linder works as a United Airlines flight attendant, flying mostly on weekends. She was also the first daytime celebrity to compete in the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. Well, she could race cars. All right. At least she could do something. So maybe she could drive one of the floats. Well, there you are, gang. That's the list of celebrities that are going to be attending the Hollywood Christmas Parade. And it has the nerve to say underneath, more celebrities to be announced. Well, Jesus. Can't even imagine who they might have lined up after that. Oh, there's going to be some musical acts, too. Can't wait to see this group of rejects. Let's see what we got here. The Tearaways, Tom Dixon, The Village People. All right. Holy shit, the fucking Village People. I didn't realize I was in 1978. Ruben Studdard. Yeah. From the first season of American Idol. He's a huge star. Nick Fradini, or Fradiani, whoever the fuck that is. Band of Merrymakers, Brianna Ide, God knows how you pronounce that. Oh, and CeeLo Green. Well, you know what? That would have been a big deal about 7 or 8 years ago. But now, I think our boy's having some income tax problems. He'll take any gig he could get. CeeLo Green, wow. Talk about falling the fuck off. If you're in the fucking Hollywood Christmas Parade, you have fallen the fuck off, my friend. And by the way, this thing is so ghetto that you can't even see it live on television. It's going to be taped and aired on December 15th on the CW. You know, just in case they have to go in there and post and remove any homeless people that might be on the sidewalk and in the shot. You know, that would be a really fun Grand Theft Auto mission. The fucking just mow down a big parade. Wouldn't that be awesome? Just drive your car right through that fucking shit. Just... If anybody from Rockstar Games is listening to this, you've got an idea for the next online update. Come on. And for those of you idiots across the country that think Hollywood is this big glamorous place with movie stars walking around, watch this piece of shit parade. And bring your ass right back down to earth. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. This is the song I hope CeeLo Green performs at the Hollywood Christmas Parade. Please sing this song. Fuck you, fuck her too, yeah. CeeLo's a funny motherfucker. Ain't that some shit? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to see him fall off so hard. Gotta do the goddamn Hollywood Christmas Parade. Street performers get more respect. Just thought you should know, nigga. Some news for you. Yeah, gonna tell your little boyfriend. Your boyfriend. Sounds like a jealous little bitch, don't he? Oh, CeeLo. This is so sad. Fuck you, fuck her too. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook and you're sick and tired of looking at pictures of turkeys and candied yams and mashed potatoes, fuck that. Come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit. Follow that shit. Just do that shit. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil. Follow me on Instagram, Big Angry Phil. Show can be heard on SoundCloud, iTunes, TuneIn, and probably about six or seven other things I can't even fucking remember.
I really hate your ass right now, girl. Bitch, I really hate your ass.
Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck her too. Well, that's it for me. Hope you have a very happy and safe Thanksgiving weekend. Avoid Hollywood. Avoid lousy football games. And avoid lousy relatives. I will see you soon.